Now on BBC Radio 4, time for the shipping forecast. Issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday the 12th of May. There are warnings of gales in German Bight, Rockall, Bailey and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Trafalgar 1010, slow moving, filling 1017 by 1800 Tuesday. Low German Bight 999, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, northwest 3 to 5, backing southwest 5 or 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good. North at Sarah, south at Sarah, northwesterly backing southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. 40s, west or northwest, 4 to 6, rain or showers, moderate or good. Cromarty, 4th Tyne, west or southwest, 4 to 6, rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dogger, west or northwest, 4 to 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, north 4 to 6, backing west 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, rain or showers later. Good, occasionally moderate later. German Bight, north 6 to gale 8, backing west 4 or 5, thundery showers at first, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, northwest 5 to 7, backing west 4 or 5, showers, good. Dover, north 3 to 5, backing west 4 to 6, showers later, good. White, Portland, Plymouth, variable 2 to 4, becoming west 4 or 5, fair, good. Biscay, north 2 to 4, backing northwest 3 to 5 later, showers, good. Trafalgar, cyclonic 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Fitzroy, cyclonic becoming northeasterly 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. North Fitzroy, Seoul, northerly 4 or 5, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, variable 2 to 4, becoming west 4 to 6, showers, good. Shannon, north 4 or 5, backing northwest 5 to 7, showers, good. Rockall, northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, showers moderate or good. Merlin, Hebrides, west 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, rain at first, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Bailey, northwest 6 to gale 8, squally showers, moderate or good. Fair Isle, Faroes, southwest veering northwest 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland, westerly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then northeasterly 6 to gale 8 later, occasional rain, moderate or good. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, west-southwest 3, recent drizzle, 8 miles, 1013 falling. Stornoway, south-southwest 3, slight rain, 2 miles, 1009 falling more slowly. Lerwick, south-southwest 3, 30 miles, 1008 falling. Wick Automatic, southwest 3, 24 miles falling. Aberdeen, south 3, 24 miles, 1012 falling slowly. Lucas, calm, 27 miles, 1012 falling slowly. Boomer, west-southwest 2, 13 miles, 1014 falling slowly. Bridlington, northwest 2, 1014 now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north by west 5, 11 miles, 1014. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, north by east 3, 11 miles, 1015. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast 2, 1015, rising slowly. Jazzy, north by east 3, 19 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, north-northwest 4, 1016. Silly automatic, northwest 3, 16 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Milford Haven, northwest 2, more than 38 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Aberporth, northwest by north 3, more than 38 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Valley, west northwest 3, 35 miles, 1016, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, west northwest 4, 27 miles, 1016, now falling. Valencia, north, 2, 24 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west, 1, 24 miles, 1016, now falling. Malinhead, west by north, 4, recent drizzle, 4 miles, 1015, now rising. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday the 11th of May. General situation, a weak ridge of high pressure in the south will soon give way to a generally strong, cool and showery northwesterly flow for the next couple of days. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southwesterly 4 or 5, veering northwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in north, then becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Rain at first, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick upon Tweed, south 3 or 4, veering west or northwest 4 to 6. Rain at first, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick upon Tweed to Whitby, south 3 or 4, veering west or northwest 4 to 6, but variable 2 to 4 for a time later. Rain for a time at first, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northwest 3 or 4, backing southwest 4 or 5, but veering northwest for a time later. Fair at first, then showers. Good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northwesterly backing southwesterly, then veering westerly or northwesterly later, 4 or 5. Fair at first, then showers. Good. North Foreland to Selsabille, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 5 or 6, then veering northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers for a time later, good. Selsabille to Lyme Regis, variable 1 to 3, becoming west 4 or 5, showers for a time later, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west or northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 2 at first, increasing 5 later. Fair? Good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair? Good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel, west 2 to 4, veering west or northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair at first, then showers. Good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, west or northwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6, occasionally 4 later. Fair at first, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, northwest 3 or 4, backing west 4 or 5, then veering northwest 5 or 6 later. Rain, for a time, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Loch Fault, Carlingford Loch, southwesterly 3 to 5, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, in far north. Rain at first, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Fintagh, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southwesterly 3 to 5, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, near Mull of Kintar. Rain at first, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintar to Ardnamurchan Point, west 4 or 5, veering northwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain at first, then showers, thundery later. Good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwest 4 or 5, veering west or northwest 5 or 6, occasionally 4 later. Rain at first, then showers, thundery later. Good, occasionally moderate. Shetland Isles, south veering west 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 or 3 later. Rain at first, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's all from us here at BBC Radio 4 for tonight. As usual, we'll be joining our colleagues over at the BBC World Service shortly. I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a very good night.
BBC World Service. It's midnight GMT. This is Oliver Conway with the newsroom. President Trump says the ceasefire with Iran is on life support. The Iranians reject his criticism of their peace proposals and say they are ready to respond to any aggression.
We did not ask for any concessions. The only thing we sought was Iran's legitimate rights. I leave it to you to judge whether Iran's demands are excessive.
Also today, the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is under mounting pressure to resign. We hear life is slowly returning to Khartoum after it was battered in Sudan's civil war.
It was dangerous to go to the market, even for 1 kilo of rice. You can be arrested, killed, raped, harassed, beaten, humiliated. So people would rather starve, not go out.
And in the south of France, fans gather for the Cannes Film Festival.
I guess we see people like Nicole Kidman and the debut of any great film.
Maybe the best event in France.
First, our top stories.
BBC News with Roisin Hasty. Iran has said its armed forces are ready to respond to any renewed aggression after President Trump said the current ceasefire was on life support. The parliamentary speaker, Mohammad Ghalibaf, said Iran was prepared for all eventualities and could spring surprises. Earlier, Mr. Trump dismissed Iran's latest peace proposals as garbage. Our international editor is Jeremy Bowen.
Iran would like to link any kind of deal in the Gulf to an end of the war that's going on in Lebanon at the moment, because Hezbollah, their ally, which is not party to the very weak ceasefire that's there at the moment, they would like to be able to say that they stopped that war as well. I'm not sure even the Americans can deliver that from the Israelis. In general, there is really, in a sense, megaphone diplomacy going on. And I think what we're seeing is that this is a really poor way to try to end a really dangerous war.